Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
Hey everybody, this is Paige, Ronia,
and Charbel,
and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM radio.
Yes. The song that we just listened to, it's by a band called Jellyfish.
Mm-hmm.
They were from, I think, the 80s, 90s, by the coming of the grunge scene. But as you can see, that wasn't grunge.
So. Yeah, it was more like Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah. They were really inspired like Bohemian Rhapsody and like Supertramp.
I like that song that you put
Iconic.
On.
Iconic.
Yeah. It's very bombastic.
Bombastic. That's an interesting word.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, I feel like, I think they only put out like two albums. They're really underrated.
Small artists.
Yeah.
It's two albums. I just heard that.
So
one
niche.
That you played.
So niche, guys.
Very niche.
It is very niche.
I'm putting you on.
Niche.
Sorry,
I wonder how they came up with the name Jellyfish.
Honestly, I like it.
I like the name so much.
I do too. It's like, yeah.
I like the
There's
name
like a
so
jellyfish
much.
That like can regen itself. I don't know what it's called, but.
Really?
It's got like a really scientific name.
Really scientific name?
I don't know.
Is it like really Latin?
I do not know.
Huh.
Anyways, it's crazy.
I don't know. That album is fire though. I don't know why it's so underrated.
It is a fire album.
Don't they have like 800K listeners and on Spotify?
I feel like it's less. I think it's less, honestly.
Oh my god.
But in general, this whole album is really, really good.
Yeah, like, I know.
It's called the Immortal Jellyfish.
It's called the Immortal Jellyfish.
But can you see how it looks?
It just looks like a jellyfish.
Oh, it looks like infinite.
Does it look like those jellyfish from SpongeBob?
I don't know.
It looks creepy. It does not look like SpongeBob.
It looks like it's got a dumpling inside of it.
No, it's like a magical one.
It looks like there's like a dumpling inside of it.
Okay, but not in a good way.
Not in a good way. In like an appetizing way.
Is it one of those like deep sea
creatures? Yeah. Like very deep sea.
Mm. Okay. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Those are always creepy.
Whenever it dies, its cells begin to regenerate and then it like turns into like a new jellyfish.
Really?
Into a new one.
That's so cool.
I think yeah. Yeah.
I'm telling
you. So instead of having kids, it just like redoes itself.
It thinks it's better than everybody else.
Literally.
Guys, like oceans have to be explored more.
How many of them are there?
Well,
I know it's been like 5%.
I think it's the fact is like we know more about space than we know.
I have a good question.
That's terrifying.
That is terrifying.
I have a good question.
Yeah.
Do you believe in mermaids?
Do you believe?
Question.
The Little Mermaid, Disney?
No, like...
Do we believe in the Little Mermaid?
Okay, we're not going to talk about,
mermaids.
Like, the pretty, like...
Okay, but, like the siren-like?
Pretty look.
The siren-like mermaids?
Anything. Like, half human, half fish. We don't know
if it's scary. I mean, low-key, there could be them out there, and we just never know.
I feel like...
They could be, like, lurking in Atlantis or something.
Honestly, that's another one.
Exactly.
Do you believe Atlantis exists?
Okay.
The Disney movie.
It could.
That was really
it could,
cool.
But like there'd be no people down there. I don't think.
Yeah, no.
What movie is that?
It'd be like.
I've never seen it.
I've never seen it too, but I want to.
I'm uncultured. Help me.
I think maybe it's a Disney movie.
Oh,
so you probably
Plus.
Could watch it.
Was it good?
I don't have Disney Plus, guys.
It's really good.
What is it about?
It's about finding Atlantis.
Yeah, it's about finding Atlantis.
Oh,
have you seen Treasure Planet?
No.
Me neither, but that's a really good one too.
Have you guys seen Hotel Transylvania 3?
I did.
No.
They're trying to find Atlantis there.
I did.
Really?
Yeah, I watched it last night.
Is that the one where they're on the yacht?
It? Yeah, yeah.
Is it the one that
with the
dad
the,
has a new love interest?
Yeah, the zing.
That one.
And then the creepy great grandpa.
I'm so into animations because when I was a kid, I watched so many of
them.
I
love Disney.
Like, when they make like second part, third part, I have to
third
watch
part.
It.
What about Zootopia 2?
I have to get on that.
I have to watch that too.
Yes.
My boyfriend said that he might take me to go see that.
That's cool.
If he's listening. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge.
Nudge, nudge. Anyways, no, but like that was my childhood. Oh my gosh.
Mm. Yeah.
I remember watching that the first time and being like absolutely terrified at the end. I'm like, he's going to kill her.
What are we talking about? talking
Zootopia.
About?
Zootopia.
Yeah.
No, I was like so scared. It was like 7 year old me or something.
Yeah.
I loved so,
yeah.
The
sometimes
bunny.
They got dark.
They got dark. Okay, it was like variety, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like that scene from Toy Story 2. I think
I've never watched Toy Story.
Really?
I've never watched Toy Story.
That's a heartbreaker.
I know. There's so many of them.
There's a fifth one coming out.
Really? I thought that I thought that it would like die down or something.
No,
like,
after the fourth, no.
That's a
honestly,
lot.
After
that's
the
like,
third one,
that's
they
like
should
the
have
Twilight
ended.
Movies.
Oh God.
Oh, I hate Twilight movies.
Never compared Toy Story.
I watched
Twilight.
The first movie with my mom, and she was just like, "What are you making me watch?"
Can I be so honest? It's one of those movies that makes me want to like throw up. I don't
it's
know
for,
why.
It's for the culture, Bella. Where have you been, Logan?
Have you seen how? Bro, that scene that he's like, she's like pregnant and then she cracks in half.
What?
I never watched that far.
I've never watched Twilight, so I can't.
That is so bad. She literally, like, from the back.
Okay, but you can't run your.
What territory are we getting into?
Okay. Anyways, yeah. No, back to Zootopia. How long is it?
I feel like, how long has it been since the first one came out?
It's been like 10 years, I think. It's been like 10 years.
10?
I think so.
A full decade.
Or either 7 to 10.
It doesn't feel like that.
I know.
At this point, the people who watched that as kids, I don't know if they're like going to be into watching that.
Wait, I am. I am into it.
You are? Literally. Okay. 2016. So, 10 years.
10 years.
Okay, it's 10 years.
Wow.
So, it hasn't come out.
Okay, 9 years. It has come out.
Oh, okay.
9 years.
Yeah. 9 years.
But it's closer to 10 years.
How old was I?
How old are you?
I'm grade 12 right now.
Is it good?
I haven't watched it.
What?
I want to watch.
Do people say it's good?
No, Zootopia, the first one, I watched it. Of course.
I was like, oh.
Of course. I'm not like living under a rock.
You're not uncultured.
I'm not uncultured. I'm so cultured.
I feel like one of the worst like sequels, or not sequels, I guess,
sequels?
But like recreations.
Some
like Jumanji. Because like, did you watch Jumanji?
I only watched. Oh yeah, I did. No, I did. Yeah.
And then did you watch the one with like?
Yeah, it got weird.
It
got weird. Like why? Like there's so many extra people in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, well, I don't know. People can't just stick to the original people. They just have to bring in extra characters.
I don't know. I never watched that.
You
I was
never
very into
Jumanji.
My Little Pony.
Oh, okay. There you go.
I never watched My Little Pony.
Me neither.
My Little Pony.
Me neither.
Oh my gosh. Okay, do you know about the My Little Pony personalities then?
Well,
you know, people are like, what My Little Pony are you?
Oh, I think I'm Pinkie Pie.
Okay.
But when I'm mad, none of them.
None of them?
Which is all the time.
Oh my god. Okay, guys, no. That's propaganda.
Propaganda? Oh, sure. I'm like lying right now. I'm lying so much. It's not like you got mad at me for laughing. Anyways, what My Little Pony do you think I'd be?
Fluttershy.
Fluttershy? I don't know.
No.
I don't know who they are, so I have to Google them.
Applejack is very like, I feel like she's more quiet.
Me?
Than others.
No,
but Fluttershy is like nice.
I was going to be like, what?
No, Fluttershy is like nice, and she, I'm pretty sure she sings. Sometimes.
Because
she has like different birds and stuff.
Oh,
I only know
birds.
That Applejack picks apples.
I love the apples.
Does she pick apples?
Does she?
It'd be funny if she didn't.
Oh my god, you know what character I am? I take it back. I'm not Pinkie Pie. I'm who was
Rainbow
the main
Dash?
One? The purple one.
Purple
Twilight.
Oh,
Twilight.
Yeah.
Twilight
I Sparkle.
Same bangs. Oh my god.
Oh, yes.
I was showing it to my boyfriend the other day.
You should be Twilight Sparkle.
He was like,
for Halloween,
oh, it looks like
year.
You. No.
No. You
not
wanna,
at
you,
all.
You'd
no.
be a horse girl.
Oh, whoa.
That'd be funny, though.
What?
No. If she was a horse girl for Halloween.
Like a full-on like
an actual
horse costume?
Like an equestrian.
Okay.
You just need to,
maybe.
You just need to, like, I don't know. I feel like it would be bordering roomy, too, with, like, the purple. You'd have to like,
wow, guys.
You know, like the, I don't know what it's called, but it's like when you dress up as something that's not a human, but like make it humanified.
Humanified.
Like when you're like dressing up as like Sully or Mike Wazowski for Halloween. Like people, it's not you don't look like a monster, but it's like the vibe of it.
Imagine me with bangs again, because
Ronia would look
most
so good
of my
with
life,
bangs.
I was.
I don't think it would look bad.
No.
Okay, but those are like
just
straight across
I
bangs.
Look
Okay, what are your guys' opinions on straight across bangs? I feel like
what's
it's
that?
Kind of like bangs that go like straight across your forehead.
Literally had that. You want to see?
I had that too, and I hated it.
I feel like.
Oh my gosh!
If you do it wrong, you look like a bread bowl.
No, I asked my mom.
I feel like that's insulting.
I asked my mom for a bob, and because I wanted to look like Dora, so I asked her for like, I asked her to let me get my hair cut short, and then like put bangs. And oh my gosh, I look like Dora, but it was not the look that I was going for. this is like grade one too. It like started my awkward phase really early.
Oh no. Well, okay, that's not bad, right? You started early, so
it's so bad. It
ended early.
No, it didn't.
Oh,
it ended late, guys.
I take it back.
It ended like grade eight.
Oh no.
Grade eight,
bro. I was like so awkward to like grade nine actually.
Jeez.
Oh, I know. No.
Do you have photos of the door?
Oh, not like with me, but I wouldn't show you guys even if I did. I have like cute photos of me like when I was like 5. Mm-hmm. I was like really, I used to be adorable. Oh my gosh, that's a great photo. Ronya just showed me a photo from Banks.
Okay. Anyway, look, it doesn't look bad.
At least you look like Twilight.
It's not terrible, but you do look like Twilight. You got like the hair. It's like the hair. Wait, no, I do have a picture of the bangs.
You do. Okay.
It's just
I see.
Oh my gosh. It makes the bangs look better than they are. But they were really, really bad.
That's cute.
They don't look too bad.
And like I donated all of my hair. Like I cut it off.
Really?
My hair was so long, and then I cut like more than half of it off.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
yeah, I feel like we should donate more. I feel like we reacted too.
Yeah, I know,
like,
but
you donated, really?
But I've spent too long trying to grow my hair out, guys. I can't do that again.
Yeah. I think people should donate more.
Of course, they should.
I should spread some positivity on the radio.
There's too much negativity.
Donate to someone
be positive nowadays.
Donate people. If you have, donate.
If you have, right?
If you have, yes.
If you don't, then volunteer.
Exactly, yeah. Right here, like
yeah. Whoa. Okay.
Fight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But spread positivity. Out.
Yeah. We should spread positivity.
Okay. Let's listen to the next song. Who's playing this?
We are playing. Let's listen to this next song.
Okay.
Why does the sun go on shining? Why does the sea rush to shore? Why does my heart go on beating? of my craft.
We are back.
Yeah, what song was that?
Back. Well, first of all, you're listening to CJSF Radio.
Oh, yeah.
90.1.
You are listening to CJSF Radio.
Up here in SFU.
And this is our open mic.
This is our open mic.
Yes.
Okay. Our open mic debut, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. We're so cool.
That song that we just listened to was by Abigail LaPelle. I think French-Canadian.
Oh, that sounds French-Canadian.
Yeah, yeah.
Oui, oui. Bonjour.
The End of the World.
Jim LaPelle.
But is that a cover?
Was
is
it a cover?
Because it's not an OG song. The OG song is very old.
I feel like I do recognize the...
It's like an updated version.
It's like very...
Maybe.
And modernized.
Maybe.
For that time. I don't know if it's an old song or not.
No, it is.
I feel like I've heard it before. Just not by her.
I literally searched it up. It's like very old.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, okay. So I'm not sure.
Really?
The concept. Wow. So there you go.
But well, it happens a lot in folk, I feel like, and
really?
In country.
People,
a lot of people like
it.
Calling back to the old songs and stuff.
I listen to that song when I'm emo, actually. But I don't,
no.
I never know.
I feel like emo.
I don't know the artist's name. I just search up, don't you know it's the end of the world
don't
on
you
YouTube
know?
And it pops out.
That's not the name.
What is it?
It's called The End of the World.
There we go.
No, but it works. It still shows it the same
it's
thing.
Still, yeah.
It's the keywords, guys. Keywords. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You just say the end of the world, it's going to show up something else.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like this one also felt very whimsy, but like...
In a different way.
In a very, instead of like frolicking around the beach, you're just laying down on the beach.
It's like you're just pondering.
Exactly.
What do you guys mean?
You're thinking.
It's so sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the end of the world.
That's why you're
guys.
Pondering. You're pondering on the beach because you're the last one in the world.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm.
It's melancholic.
Yeah. Melancholic?
Melancholic.
Melancholic.
It's a melancholic.
Melancholy.
Okay.
Do you like
sad?
Fruits?
What? Do I like fruits? Fruits?
Where did that come from?
I love fruits. Oh my gosh.
I could
yap about fruit. Did you say melon?
Oh. I said melancholy.
Okay. No, I love
melancholic.
Fruits. Guys, what is your favorite fruit? I have a lot of things to say about this topic. I love fruits.
Oranges. Definitely oranges.
Really?
I definitely love fruits.
Okay, so then like top fruit juice is like orange juice then?
Definitely.
Oh, okay. I hate orange juice.
What?
I hate orange juice. It's not something
fruits,
that I like.
Vegetables.
Apple juice? Apple
I
juice
can't
100%.
Look at you anymore.
Oh my gosh, then don't. Look away.
Fruits, vegetables are all my cup of tea.
You know
for
what's
real.
Peak? What's peak?
Yeah.
Is frozen mangoes and frozen pineapple. Those two are so bust. They're so bust. Sometimes I like blend them up and I make like a smoothie bowl. It's like, you know what Dole Whip is?
I think I've heard of it.
It's like that, but like with mango. It's so
what
good.
Is okay? What is Dole Whip?
It's like
Miracle Whip.
Blended up pineapple and like something else. It's like a really thick smoothie, basically.
Oh, ooh! I could really go for a smoothie right now.
I know. I'm hungry now.
I'm not a smoothie.
Why'd you bring
person?
Up food?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
We messed up.
We can't eat for so long.
It's okay.
So, all of us are musicians, right?
Oh,
yeah,
that's why we're here.
We are.
Yeah. So, what do you want to tell them what we guys do?
Oh, me and Ronya are in a band.
Yeah, we sing. And
yeah,
then,
we're singers.
I hit stuff hard. I'm a drummer.
Drummer, yes.
He's so good, guys. I heard him before.
Peak drumming.
Yes.
Sure. I'll take the compliment.
Yeah.
You're very.
Do you
good.
Play anything else?
I dabble in piano.
Really? I did not know
on
that.
On the keys?
I thought you were like a bass person.
I would think that too.
I want
honestly,
to,
but
I want
now
to
I do see piano. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think anything in general I'd go for.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I want to do one of those. Have you seen those round ones that it looks like a bowl? like a metal bowl.
Oh, and the you hand tap pans? On it.
The hand pans.
I want to have those so bad. Like,
oh my gosh,
it would be
same.
So. It would be. We should like make a song with the hand pans.
It would be. So
we
can,
like, would, that's a good idea.
I know.
It would be so good.
I feel like one. Also it's cool because like if the pan is wet or if it's dry, it makes different sounds.
How much is it?
Oh, it'd probably be like know. Really expensive.
Guys, I feel
like
really it could either be one. Really expensive
it's either really
or really
expensive
cheap.
Or really cheap. Yeah. I was thinking the same thing too.
That's always the case.
No, but it has to be like expensive because it has to make like notes.
Yeah. Well, I guess. And but also you can get like a really cheap ukulele and make notes too.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Yeah, guys. Oh my gosh, $292.39 off of Amazon.
Okay.
Okay, to be fair,
from Long & McQuaid, $879.29.
Oh, okay. Well, that's outrageous.
How does that even look like? Is that made of gold?
No, they're just like metal.
If you're spending $800 on Long McQuaid, I feel like you should buy something else.
Yeah. I don't know.
But, I mean, hey, to
each
their
own. If you could get $1,000 right now, what would you buy?
What? $1,000?
$1,000?
Yeah. Okay.
Put it in a savings account.
I would... Oh, okay, that's smart. But, like, no, you have to buy something.
No,
you
had to
buy
have
something.
To, like, okay. You can't save it.
You won't get the money back
unless you have to buy it something from it.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
It's like a tax write-off.
Probably something music-related. I'd get a bass.
Ooh, okay. Mm, okay. That's $1,000? $1,000
bass. I feel like some could be.
Okay.
Sure. The bass and the amp.
No, but yeah.
Plus that, you'd probably get around that.
Yeah. Mm. That'd be a pretty good bass.
And then, if you had extra, you would save it.
If I had extra, I'd save it.
You can't save it, though. You can't save
that
it.
That's true.
There's no
you would probably
it.
Buy food.
That's really
like,
true.
Just stock up your fridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, what did you buy?
That would be
what
so
would you buy?
Nice. Clothes and also like that thing.
What thing?
That
the hand pan.
The hand pan.
I want one.
You spend like $200 on clothes and then like $800 on a hand pan.
Yes, I keep seeing it on my For You page. And
bro, there's like the one guy on like Instagram and he's just like,
wait,
just
how
like,
much is a good mic though?
I don't know.
No, a good mic I think could go really high.
The one that we have in the program, that one. That
I think
sounds
that one's
so
like
clear.
$2,000. Maybe?
Oh, that's a
yeah.
Lot.
That's why I didn't say that one.
That is a lot of money.
Anyways, guys, we're running out of time today. Let's wrap it up.
But you can also stay tuned for the next episode of Open Mic.
Yeah, we might have
coming
a
on.
We might have a guest. Maybe not. Maybe next week. Yeah. Of it.
There's an open mic right after us.
Yeah, there's an open mic right after us.
Sasha.
Oh, there is?
Exactly.
Oh, right. Yep.
And we'll also be back
next
week.
Stay tuned for that one, too.
We'll also be back next week. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So This is CJSF 90.1 FM Community Radio broadcasting from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at